Per Yerushalmi, correspond to Zochim Bavli Daf Yud Ches. We begin with Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, on the 10th line, Tani Rabbi Oshia. Tani Rabbi Oshia, Hifrish Per Misad Lechaverta, Lekidja, Vishalmi, Vishama Mema, Afila Meitza. Rabbi Oshia said in a Baisa, if a person separated from one field to another, it's not valid, and this should apply even to a Meitza that we discussed just before. Rabbi Yossi, Bar Chanina, Oimer, Chatzuvois, Mafsikin, Lepea, Rav Chista, Boy, Bahen, Chalak, Yoshua, Es Oretz, Asa, Rav Chanina, B'Shem, Rav Chista, Bohem, Tichem, Yoshua, Es Oretz. Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina said that Chatzav divides for Pea. Chatzav is a plant that's often used to define the borders of a field. Rav Chista said that this was used by Yoshua ben Nun to divide the land. And Rav Chanina said a slightly different expression from Rav Chista, that it was used by Yoshua to demarcate, which is to demarcate the sections of the different tribes within the land. Shlulis kol shehi moshaches nachal afapich ena moshech. And now a stream is only considered a division if it has a flow of water, but if it's dry, it doesn't divide. But a river divides even if it's currently dried up. The Gemara asked that if our Mishnah earlier said that a private road divides, why does it then need to say that a public road divides? The answer is to teach that even a public road does not divide for a tree, only a fence divides. The Gemara asked a different question. If the Mishnah taught that a private path divides, why does it need to teach that a public path divides? The answer is to exclude a public path that's only used in the summer, but not in the rainy season. Rav said that the case of the Mishnah of an uncultivated land and a ploughed land that divide between two other fields, when they are the size of a Beis Roiva, which is around 25 square meters, or 36 square meters according to the Chazon Ish, and if another species, as the Mishnah taught, then even a small amount divides, as it looks different, as it looks like a different field. Rabbi Yochanan says an uncultivated land, a ploughed land, and another species all divide when they are the size of three furrows, which is around two amos. Ma upalig, ma dama rav bechiv peah, ma dama Rabbi Yochanan bepitur peah. The question is, does Rabbi Yochanan disagree with Rav about another species? It appears so because Rav said even a small amount divides, and Rabbi Yochanan said it must be three wide rows. And the Gemara says no. When Rav said that even a small amount divides, he was referring to produce that's obligated in payah. When the produce is not obligated in payah, there has to be a space of three furrows. And Rabbi Yochanan was discussing produce not obligated in payah, so he said three furrows. Tani bor v'nir chayavim b'payah. In Mad Amar Rav Besad Beinonis, in Mad Amar Rav Yochanan Kemchamishim Al Shtaim. And the Gemara asks, why do they disagree about an uncultivated land and a ploughed land? Does anyone say that those are obligated in payah? Rather, Rav and Rav Yochanan both agree that those only divide when they are a base rover wide. However, when Rav said base rover, he was referring to a square field, such as 20 by 20 amos, in order to divide, and Rav Yochanan was referring to a field that is 50 by 2 amos, which is 100 square amos. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Zeira said in the name of Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda shnehim amud av echad, k'mad Rabbi Meir amah hakoitz v'leshachas mafzik, k'n Rabbi Yehuda oimeh hakoitz v'leshachas mafzik, k'mad Rabbi Meir, should say, Rabbi Meir oimeh chiruv b'peah mafzik, k'n Rabbi Yehuda, should say, oimeh chiruv b'peah mafzik. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda both said the same concept. Just as Rabbi Meir said if one harvests for animal fodder, it's not called the beginning of harvesting and therefore divides the field, so Rabbi Yehuda also said the same thing. And just as Rabbi Meir says that the payah that didn't need to be taken is a division, so Rabbi Yehuda also said the same thing. The question is, why do we find that Rabbi Meir reasons that only something that is obligated in payah divides? As the Baisa teaches, if the produce in the middle of the field was consumed by locusts or ants, if the wind or an animal broke it, all agree that if he plowed there, it divides, and if not, it does not divide. Mani hakol moedim, who is this all agree? Lav Rabbi Meir, hada'am Rabbi Meir shu pita payah, avale muchayev afil loichawash mafzik. Isn't it, Rabbi Meir, this all agree, the opinion that says all agree, Isn't it with Mayo said that the crops are there are exempt from payer, so they don't divide? However, if they're obligated, such as if they were harvested for animal fodder, they divide, and the field is obligated in two payers. But over here, it's referring to harvesting after it had grown a third of its growth, so it's obligated in payer, even if he did not plow. He adds Tanina, Tamon, as we've learnt in Maseches Menachos in the sixth perek. It says there in the sixth perek of Menachos that it's permitted to harvest for animal fodder even before the Omer offering is brought. And Rabbi Yehuda said that this is true as long as the crops had not grown a third of their growth. Once they grew a third of their growth, he must give payah from them. And in conclusion, Reb Lezer agrees with Reb Meir that something that's obligated in payah divides. Reb Zera asked a question. Kamad Reb Yehuda Amar Hischel Ad Shelo Hevia Shlish VaAfilu Hevia Shlish Pater Min HaLeket UMin HaShichra UMin HaPeah. And Reb Zera asked that against Reb Lezer that he quoted before, that it's like the opinion of Reb Yehuda in Menachos we just said, that if it's discussing when harvested before it grew a third. So how did Reb Lezer know to connect them? Perhaps Reb Yehuda would say that harvesting for animal fodder, even though it had already grown a third, would be exempt from Leket Shechra and Peah. And if it will be true, if this is true, Meir in the Mishnah would not only be speaking about after a third of its growth. Ken with Meir Amar Hischel Ad Shelo Hevia Shlish VaAfilu Hevia Shlish Pater Min HaLeket UMishecha UMin HaPeah. Rather, perhaps with Meir said that if he began harvesting before it had grown a third, even if he finished after it had grown a third, it's exempt from Peah. Alternatively, he said that anything harvested before it's exempt, and anything harvested after a third is obligated. And the Gemara does not resolve this doubt about Reb Meir's opinion.